Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by you, our members. Without you guys, the site does not continue. So let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is going to be Adventures of Wild Bill Hickok. Original air date's March 6, 1953, and the title is The Killer of Candy Flat. I still don't like this intro, and I still don't like this exit, but it is what it is, and we got to deal with it. Let's get into today's episode. Again, thanks for being a member, and I hope you enjoy.
Wild Bill Hickok!
Hiya, folks. Hold on to your hats, because here comes another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure, starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingle. We'll hear the exciting story, The Killer of Candy Flat, right after this message.
There were many kinds of outlaws who tried to block the march of law and order across the Western Plains. United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his deputy Jingles met them all, train robbers and confidence men, gamblers and rustlers. But none were more vicious than the Killer of Candy Flat.
Doggone it, I missed him again, Bill. We ain't never gonna get out of this hotel room alive. Why, that pack of coyotes got the whole place surrounded.
Save your ammunition, Jingles. It'll be dark before long.
Now look at there. One of them Gila monsters hit my shaving mug. And I've had that mug for 10 years, too.
Too bad, partner, but you're wasting your lead and we haven't got much left for a showdown in case they try rushing us.
I wish they would. I'd like to get that low-down Blue Miller close enough to take a beat on his wishbone.
Don't get careless, Jingles. Blue's dangerous. He's already killed the sheriff and treed the whole town.
Yeah, including us. How'd we know he was coming to town with his gang?
We didn't, but we've been in worse spots than this.
Well, maybe so, but I have difficulty in remembering when.
You coming out of there, Hickok?
No, we ain't, you low-down polecat. I just hope you take a notion to come up them stairs after us.
I got a better way than that. Okay, shorty, like that fuse.
Billy's got dynamite or a bomb.
Get back from that window, Jingles.
Look out, Hickok. Here comes your finish.
Bill, it's a bomb with a little sharp fuse.
I got it, Jingles. Stand back.
Well, throw it out the window, Bill. Quick, quick.
Here goes. Come on, slowly throw it back. Run.
I bet that surprised him.
Quick, Jingles, now's our chance. Down the back stairs.
Yeah, then have both of your guns ready.
That explosion might draw him away from the back door. Here. Wait a minute while I take a look.
See anything, Bill?
No. We're in luck, though. Horses still tied up near the livery stable across the alley. Come on, partner, we're getting out of here.
Well, just keep out of my way.
Jump in that saddle and we'll head for Candy Flat.
Candy Flat? Bill, are you crazy? That's where Blue Miller and his gang come from.
I know that, partner. And that's why we're going there. Steady, Buckshot.
He just ain't making sense.
Look, they ain't up here in this room. Then they must have got out the back way. After them. After them, you hammerhead!
Oh, Bill, let's get out of here. Let they see us.
We're getting high, Buckshot. High, bud.
Jeff, Yogi, you heard what Bill said. Ha, ha, ha!
Well, we finally lost them, Jingles.
Yeah, doubling back over the hill was too much for him.
Well, Buckshot,
Joker.
Stop here and take a breather.
Ooh-wee, that was really a close one, Bill. I thought that hotel room was going to be our last resting place.
Yeah, Blue Miller thought that too, I guess. Now it's up to us to bring him in.
Just how do you figure to do that? He's meaner than a gray wolf with 1 foot in the bear trap.
Well, we'll just have to pull his fangs, partner. That's Candy Flat just below us. We'll ride down there and hide our horses and wait for him to come home.
You being serious, Bill?
Sure am.
You mean you're going to go right into Blue Miller's hideout and wait for him?
That's right. I don't know any better way to find him. Well, come on. Get along there, Buckshot.
I thought I was lucky when I got out of that hotel alive. Bill, this is just plain crazy.
Well,
what you're doing.
Quiet, Jingle. It's dark enough now to get inside.
Oh, wait, Bill. There's one of Blue's men sitting on the back porch.
Yeah, must have been left to guard the place. You stay here, I'll get him.
Hey, who's that? All right, Jingles, come on.
Well, that's what I call a right knee piece of work, Bill.
Yeah, but we're after bigger game.
Yeah, and here they come.
Put Jingles inside the house.
I don't fall and break my neck in the dark. I can't see that last thing, Bill.
Quiet, Jingles, and get up.
Get up, he says, Bill. We're going to be sitting ducks for that pack of gunslicks. We won't stand a chance.
All right, one of you guys get a light working, then clear out of here and let me think. I got to figure out a way to find that Wild Bill Hickok and kill him off once and for all.
Today's Wild Bill Hickok story continues in just 1 minute. After a narrow escape from the Blue Miller gang, Wild Bill Hickok decided to trap Blue in his own hideout. He arrived there with Jingles just ahead of the gang, only to find himself in a tougher spot than before.
All right, where's that light?
I got it, Blue. Here's the lamp. Wait till I strike a match.
Hey, what's going on here? Shorty. Now, which one of you jugheads is laughing? Who knocked that lamp over? Hey, somebody knocked Shorty down, too.
What? Hey, Blue, where are you?
Right here. Who's that?
It's me, Moe. Hey, whoever's playing jokes around here better cut it out. I don't like being hit over the head.
Hit over the head? Who hit you?
I don't know.
I'm going to break somebody's head for this.
Boss, there's ghosts loose in this room.
Well, I got to get a light. Wait till I strike a match. Hey, who blew out that match?
I don't know.
Get out of here, all of you. If there's somebody loose in this room, I'll get him myself. Go on, clear out and stay out.
What are we going to do now, Bill?
Wait and see, Jingle.
Now we'll see whether there's anybody in this room or not. I know there's a lamp over the fireplace.
This one's on you, Bill.
Yeah.
Oh, so there is somebody in here. All right, which one of you double-crossing mavericks is looking for trouble with me? Come on, speak up. I'll blast every corner of this room. You ought to know better than to play games with Blue Miller. I'd as soon shoot you as think about it.
Now, Jingles.
No, no, you don't.
Oh, yes, we do, you ringtailed hyena. Now, shut up.
You're kind of rough on him, Barton.
Just tap him to sleep for a little while, Bill. He'll be easier to handle that way. Well, what are we going to do with him?
The whole gang's still out front waiting for his call to come back in. Let's go out the back door with him.
No, I'll carry him, Bill. He don't weigh over 200. Now, you just lead the way and keep those six guns loose in case we have to fight our way out of here. All right, Blue Miller, get in that cell. Well, we got you locked up at last.
You can't keep me in here. There ain't a jail in this country that'll hold me.
Well, I'm going to stay right here in the sheriff's office, and I'd like to see you try to get out.
Okay, Jingles, you stay here. I'll go over and get us something to eat.
Well, that's the best news I've heard today, Bill. You know, fighting hombres like Blue Miller's gang makes me mighty hungry. I'll sit right here and keep an eagle eye on him and hurry back.
You just be sure and stay awake, partner.
Oh, I will. Yes, indeedy. Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. That old Jingle, yes, sir.
Blue, hey boss.
Who's there?
It's me, Shorty, outside the window.
Well, it's about time. I could rot in here before you guys would get around to doing anything. Get me out of here.
Gee, boss, we didn't even know where you disappeared to.
Yeah, Blue, Pino saw Hickok bring you in here and came out to tell us. We get it all set now.
Well, what's holding you up?
We want to be sure of the layout. Where's Jingles?
Sleeping in a chair in the office. You got a six gun for me?
Sure. Here,
Pick one of mine. I'll slip it through the bar.
I got it. Hickok's down at the restaurant. We gotta work fast.
What's the plan?
The boys are blowing up the bank. That'll draw the town down there.
We'll get the ropes up here and tie them to the bars.
And be quiet about it.
Okay.
Get that horse quiet. That big ox is waking up. Hey, Mose, hold that box still. Hey!
Now, what's going on in there? Who are you talking to?
Talking to myself. What's it to you?
Oh, nothing. You know, I talk by nobody else interesting to talk to.
Well, go on back and talk to yourself, then. I ain't got nothing to say to you.
What in the thunder was that?
Came from down the street. Sounds like somebody's robbing the bank.
The bank?
Yeah, you better go see.
Yeah, you ain't going no bank. I better go see.
All right, Shorty.
Get those horses pulling.
Okay, boss. Get up. Lean into those collars. Oh,
well, what's the matter?
Them bars is in there right tight, Blue.
You better get them out and fast.
Oh! Yeah! Yeah, dig in!
Now it's coming. Keep pulling.
There you are, Blue. A hole big enough to walk out of. And your horse is right here.
Then come on, get those saddles and let's ride.
Quiet down. Now, what happened?
Bill! Bill, I heard an explosion. Six guns popping. Now, what happened?
That's what I'm trying to find out.
Hey, it was the bank.
Yeah, it was the bank, all right. Oh, howdy, Mr. Hickok.
Hiya, Sam. Glad to see you. How much did you lose out of the safe?
Not a red cent. Can't figure it out at all.
You mean they didn't rob the bank?
The whole front window's blown out.
Yeah, that's what I can't figure, Jingles. They just messed the place up a little and broke the window and made a big noise. Safe wasn't even touched.
Hey, wait a minute. Jingles.
Huh?
What made you think it was the bank in the first place?
Well, when we heard the explosion, Blue said
Blue.
There...
Mm-hmm. That's what I thought.
You got Blue Miller in jail down there, Hickok. He's the meanest killer that ever set foot in Candy Flat. Is he in jail?
I doubt it. That explains why you didn't lose any money. Come on, Jingles. Let's go learn the bad news.
But, Bill, Blue was right there in the cell when I left. How could he get out? Oh, doggone it anyway.
He pulled an old trick on his partner. Causing trouble in another part of the town to attract attention.
But I was right there all the time.
Mm-hmm. You didn't go to sleep, did you, Jingle?
Who, me? Oh, Bill.
There it is, partner. The whole set of cell pulled out, bars and all. He stepped out of that hole without even bowing his head.
Why, that slippery snake.
Now we've got it all to do over again.
Oh, Dad burned my dusty old feather head anyway. What did I have to go to sleep for? I was
mm-hmm. just... I thought so.
Uh-oh. Sure put my foot in at that time.
Well, never mind, partner. We caught him once, we'll get him again. Let's go into jail and get some extra ammunition.
Yeah, this time we ain't gonna be so easy to run the ground, I'll tell you that, he ain't.
You're right about that. We'll have to think up some new tricks.
Well, he sure ain't gonna fall for that lamp-breaking stunt we pulled last time. We sure had him going for a while there, didn't we?
All right, spread out and surround that jail.
Jingles.
Bill, it's him.
Hickok and that big ox deputy are both in there. This time they don't get out, you hear?
Jingles, lock that door. I'll get the back
one. I sure will. That's got it, Bill. What about the hole in the cell wall?
Here, push this desk in front of it. We'll lock the door of the cell.
Well, you just stand out of my way now. Here we go.
All right, line up your guns. We're liable to be here for a long time.
That's it, boys. Feed them lead. This is the end of Wild Bill Hickok.
Oh, it's likely to be the end of Big Deputy Jingle. Doggone it, Bill. We're right back where we started from.
Today's Wild Bill Hickok story continues in just 1 minute. Surprise escape was one thing, but the next move of the Candy Flat killer was an even bigger surprise when he doubled back and surrounded the jail with his gang, leaving Wild Bill and Jingles bottled up inside.
Doggone it, that's getting too darn close.
Keep your head down, Jingles.
But why don't the townspeople do something to help us out?
Blue Miller's got the whole town buffaloed, partner. I guess it's up to us.
Yeah, up to us. Just what can we do? See, them varmints got us fixed up like two grasshoppers in a bottle.
Well, we'll keep them interested while we think of something.
You better give up, Hickok.
Your time's coming, Blue.
You'll never get me again. This time I'm going to finish you once and for all, you two-bit marshal.
You better not stick your old head out and say that, you crawling coyote.
You're wasting your time, Jingles. It's too dark and they're not taking any chances. Hey, wait a minute. I got an idea.
Well, it better be a good one.
It's a long shot.
Well, most of the things you call ideas are long shots. Well, spill it. We can't be in a much worse pickle.
Near the front door, Jingles. Maybe I can bait Blue Miller into coming in after us.
You crazy, Bill. If that pack of wolves decide to come in, we're goners, sure.
I said it was a long shot. Now, come on.
All right. Now, what do I do?
They try to push that door open, hold it against them.
Well, sure. There's only about 15 of those bruisers out there. Oh, I wish I could just hit one of them.
Ben, when I say so, let it swing open. We'll run out the back door, pull it shut. And I'll run around and lock the front door on them.
Oh, I get it. We'll bottle them up, huh?
That's it.
Won't work.
Got any better ideas?
No, Dad burn it. I ain't got no ideas at all. Go ahead.
You're not getting anywhere with this, Blue. Why don't you try coming in after?
You'll give up sooner or later. You can't hold out in there forever.
Oh, Jingles, they got me. They did?
No, I'm just fooling.
All right, Shorty, we got Hickok. Get that log and batter that door down.
It's okay. Working, Jingles.
Yeah, but what do we do now?
Yeah. That's it. Pound that door down. Break it in.
Oh, Bill, I ain't going to be able to hold it for long.
Just a little longer, Jingles.
Come on. Some more of you guys, get on this log.
Yeah, he's pulling them away from the back door, Jingles. Now's our chance.
What's the matter with you, you weak-kneed maverick? Put some steam behind you, Lord.
All right, Jingles. Unlock that door and run. Now.
Here I come.
There you go, boss. All of you, get in there after him.
Come on, get us, Blue.
Come on, Bill.
Out the door, Jingles. All right, close it.
We got him in there.
Here's the key. Lock it while I run around and get the front door.
Watch yourself, Bill.
I hope this works. Yeah, they're all inside. Now we'll bottle them up. Still glad they didn't break this lock.
That's a mighty slick trick, Hickok. No, no, don't move. That's a gun in your back, and I'd take a big pleasure in pulling the trigger.
Now, if you did, Blue Miller, I'd have to get some pleasure, too, wouldn't I?
Watch him, Jingles.
You ain't taking me.
Bill! Now you got no gun at all, Blue.
But I still got legs. You'll have to catch me.
There he goes, Bill.
No, you don't, Blue. This is the end of the line.
Hey, what's Blue? Blue, come get us out of here.
Blue's got troubles of his own right now. Here come the men from the town to take care of you, Barnum.
I'm going to kill you, Hickok.
You've been trying to do that most of the night, mister.
Wild Bill Hickok will continue after this message.
Well, Bill, that takes care of him again, but keep your foot on him. He's slipperier than a sidewinder in a barrel of soap.
You're right about that, Jingle.
Hey, look, Bill. Looks like the banker got the men to show a little spunk now that we got them Jaspers herded together in jail.
Mr. Hickok, we sure owe you a debt of gratitude and an apology.
What are you going to apologize for, Sam?
Because we didn't do anything but watch while you battled Blue Miller and his outlaws to a standstill.
Oh, that's all right. Ain't it, Bill?
Sure, Sam. Think nothing of it. The whole gang's corral now. I don't think they'll give you any more trouble.
Well, thanks to you two, maybe we can have some peace and quiet around Candy Flat again.
I sure hope so, Sam.
Yeah, me too. The next time we have to fight any owl hoots in this town, I got an idea, Bill. You folks seem to enjoy the show so much, I'm going to wait till it's over and pass the hat. If we're that good, we ought to charge admission.
We will continue in just 1 minute.
Hi, everybody. I'm Guy Madison, who plays Wild Bill Hickok.
And I'm Andy Devine, big old jingle.
We just want to tell you not to miss a single one of these Wild Bill Hickok adventures. They're always exciting, and we hope they bring you as much fun as they bring us.
We sure do. We've got another rip-roaring story for you next time. So you'll be sure to be tuned in to this same station when we come riding your way again.
So long, everybody.
Bye now.
You've just heard another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok.
starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Fred Shields, Tyler McVeigh, and Jim Nusser. Our director is Paul Pierce, story by Larry Hayes. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking, reminding you to tune this station again when we present another of the adventures of
Wild Bill Hickok!
Back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. And we're also on Twitter, OTRWesterns.com/Twitter. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Don't forget to rate this show on iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This episode's copyright 2013 under the attribution non-commercial share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Pretty much that just means give me credit for putting it out there. Hope you enjoy. Again, thanks for listening and have a great day.